Here's Andy Udman.
There was no fruit and veg there at all.
I think the foods that we're now switching you on to, these so-called diet foods, these light products, I think they're going to have much more of a physiological effect on you.
This is why I'm so interested in doing all this filming, because my knowledge of the health food industry is so limited, and I want to know what it really does do to my body.
When she saw on the website, you know, that Weight Watchers doesn't use preservatives or additives or anything like that, and she said, how could that possibly be? And then she kept digging, and then she found out that it was these suppliers of the products that were adding the additives and the preservatives, and then they were, Weight Watchers was putting it together and then making that false claim that there weren't any additives or preservatives in the product.
I certainly have not lost any weight. I have gained weight. In fact, I have managed to put on 3 pounds.
Wow.
So not ideal. Especially seeing as so many people will think, oh, low-fat foods, diet foods, surely you will have lost weight. No, and it just proves the point that really, if you want to lose weight, don't do it this way. Just eat healthily.
Well, it's Thursday. It's 10 o'clock. That means Pam Colleen is in, and that means another sacred cow in the health world is about to die. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
Good. I wish I, for the guys listening who are thinking, oh, do I really want to listen to this? I wish I could hold up a picture of our guest this morning. Zoe is a very pretty lady. She's a model. She's a TV host. But she's come out with a video with a very interesting name.
Yes, it is called The Big Fat Truth About Low-Fat Foods. And she did a four-week experiment just eating low-fat foods. And the results were quite alarming, actually.
I love saying that. The Big Fat Truth About Low-Fat Foods. So we're going across the pond this morning. Pam, would you introduce Zoe?
Yeah, straight from Ireland, Northern Ireland. I think she's in Belfast right now, but we've got model Zoe Salmon on the air. Good morning, Zoe. Actually, it's afternoon where you are.
It is the afternoon, thank you. But good morning to yourselves, obviously, to Pam, you and to Andy. Thanks very much for having me. And thanks for the lovely introduction there, Andy. I'm Pam.
Zoe, I want to warn you about something. We talk funny.
Apparently I talk funny, so we'll all be talking funny together. It'll be hilarious.
I love the way you talk. Zoe, what is the big fat truth about low-fat foods?
Well, in a nutshell, the big fat truth about low-fat foods is, ultimately, the truth is, if you want to lose weight, don't do it by eating these low-fat or lower-in-fat pre-packaged foods. It's not the way forward. I did the four-week experiment where I literally had only prepackaged foods, all these ready meals from many different ranges in various different supermarkets, and it just doesn't work. I gained weight, and the side effects were awful. They ranged from, obviously, the effect of boils. There's a lack of fiber in all these products, so I suffered from constipation. You know, I suffered from actually constantly eating, which is not ideal if you're on a diet. You think, I want to eat less, I want to lose weight. But because they give you these sugar highs, because of all the sweeteners and all the additives and preservatives, I was just constantly eating, which actually, in the end of the experiment, led for me to gain weight, to gain 3 pounds. And the one thing which really affected my job as a TV host is, you know, I like to think of myself, I'm very sort of on the ball, my brain's always on the go. Obviously, you need fat for your brain to function, and my brain wasn't functioning. I wasn't getting the fat because I was eating these foods with maybe no fat in it at all.
I watched.
And I was forgetting things. I was forgetting my lines. I couldn't remember scripts properly. And it really, really did affect me. And so I would say to anyone who is maybe thinking of embarking on a new diet, it's that time of year, it's coming up to Christmas. So many people, you know, start of January, want to join the gym, lose weight. I would say do it really healthily. You know, eat your fruit and veg. You know, eat really a good range of different foods. It doesn't mean cutting out chocolate. It doesn't mean cutting out, you know, those maybe foods that are classified as naughty foods. You can still have them, but just eat decent square meals. And that is the way forward. I would say definitely keep away from these low-fat foods if that is all you're going to eat. I'm not saying not to eat them at all. I think if you're going to, you know, maybe have certain veg and you are maybe going to get these ready-made meals, and you can definitely supplement them by putting in your own.
Zoe, I watched that video this morning of you on this journey, this four-week diet. And I was just cringing because you went from a happy, bubbly, effervescent, fun person to be around to someone who was pouting a lot. You couldn't remember a question you had just been asked. Are you saying that this was all related to your diet of low-fat processed foods?
Absolutely, 100%. And actually, a friend of mine, we were just discussing this a couple of weeks ago, and she said, Zoe, one of the worst memories of me, of you for me, was that time when you went through that experiment and you just weren't fun to be around. You weren't that normal person that, you know, we all like. The food really affected you. And it's true what she said, because I felt like a different person. I felt like someone else inside my body. I just was feeling really up and down all the time, and it's quite a strong word to use, but I think I did have moods of a slight depression, because I'm one of these people where I just love food. I get up in the morning, I love making my breakfast, and some of that joy was taken away from me because I was restricted.
Zoe, I'm going to jump in, Zoe, for two reasons. One, we're going to take a short break. Secondly, we're going to try to get a better line. Some of our listeners are emailing us saying that we're sounding a bit muffled, so we're going to try to get a better line. We'll be back with Zoe with her YouTube video, The Big Fat Truth About Low-Fat Foods. Back with Zoe in just a moment, and Pam Colleen right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Andy Udman along with Pam Colleen talking with a very special guest this morning. Zoe Salmon is a TV host and model, but feels very passionately about this. Well, her video title says it all, The Big Fat Truth About Low-Fat Foods. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Andy.
What's been the reaction to your video, Zoe?
Actually, people have really been tweeting me, and the reaction is that everyone's finding it really super helpful. I think a lot of people didn't realize that by just solely eating all these lower fat foods, that it actually isn't the way forward in terms of losing weight or just in terms of physically and mentally for your body. I think a lot of people thought, well, if it says low fat, I want to go on a diet, this is how I do it. This is how, I put on less weight. And so this whole documentary really explains to people, look, I'm a normal person. This is what it did to me. And at the end of it, I didn't lose weight. So people are finding it fascinating for them. They're thinking, my goodness, okay, so I want to lose weight. This is not how I do it. You know, I just go out there and I have my favorite naughty foods, but at the same time, I have healthy foods too. And it's just all about that good combination. And of course, exercise as well. And, you know, there's so many different diets out there. And at the end of the day, you know, there's short-term fixes, and even at that, some of them don't work. And so I really do say to people, look, the evidence is there. I've tried this experiment myself when it comes to these, lower in fat foods. It's just not a long-term goal or any goal, really. I only did it for 4 weeks, and I still didn't lose weight. So I think a lot of people are really grateful, and they think it's been a fantastic insight. So
Zoe, really, we don't have a lot of time, Zoe, so I want to do something here. I want to share with you my favorite part of the video, and then Pam's going to share her favorite part. The favorite part, Pam, that I liked about the video this morning, Zoe Salmon's video, was the guy and his wife, he used the line, there's a third person in our marriage. And I love that line, because the third person, stealing the line from Diana, was Special K.
Special K. Zoe pointed it out in the show that it's the fourth most popular diet in all of the UK.
Zoe, is that true? It's the fourth most popular diet plan in all of the UK is Special K?
It really is. We have these TV commercials, and it's all about the Special K diet. And everyone, all my friends have tried it. And I have to say, Special K have said in their defense, look, we only recommend this for a short-term fix. But this girl in the video that I've done, she basically has it every single day for each of her meals. So she has Special K 3 times a day. Absolutely unbelievable.
Unbelievable. The third person I married.
And,
now,
oh, yeah,
Pam, your
my favorite.
Favorite.
Oh, I love the scene, Zoe, where you were with the food technologist and he was taking wallpaper paste and pasting it on the back of wallpaper. And this is what he was pointing out, was that it's an ingredient that's actually in a lot of the foods that you were eating. So I'm wondering how you survived eating all that wallpaper paste.
I know the methylcellulose. I couldn't believe it either. I was like, what? Hang on. This actually makes wallpaper paste, but we consume it in these little hidden ingredients in the foods, in lower fat foods. I thought, wow, what is this doing to the insides of our bodies if we are technically eating this wallpaper paste? Absolutely unbelievable. The facts that I came across while filming this documentary really were just absolutely incredible. I think that's what people really loved about the documentary, because it really brought to the forefront a lot of things that I do think as consumers We should know when we're buying food, but we don't know.
So we're almost out of time. In 1 minute, just summarize. What is the message from your video, The Big Fat Truth, about low-fat foods?
Well, the truth is, don't eat purely low-fat foods that are prepackaged if you just want to simply lead a healthy lifestyle and to lose weight. It's not the way forward. It's not good for you mentally or physically. And I would say, anyone out there listening that wants to go on a healthy diet, literally keep away from those prepackaged foods unless you're really going to have them every now and again, and supplement them with good natural foods, fruit and veg. But don't just purely eat these prepackaged lower in fat foods. Don't do it. It's not good for you.
Zoe, it's been a real pleasure. The video is called The Big Fat Truth About Low-Fat Foods. Zoe Salmon, we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Andy and Pam. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Zoe.
Okay, what is it? What is the truth about low-fat foods? Pam, you've been on this for so long, and now it just amazes me as you reach out and bring in guest after guest around the world about the nutrition we're eating. When is the world suddenly going to catch on that our health is not about all these pills that we're pumping into us and all this medicine and a vaccine for everything, and now we have a flu crisis, and we better rush down and get the... And you're saying, wait a minute.
Just return to real foods. That's Zoe's main message. Just go back to the way we used to eat. And I always like to take people back pre-World War II when we sat down and ate 3 square meals a day. And before World War II, we didn't have this obesity crisis and we didn't see so much chronic illness. And what did we eat? Well, we ate a bacon and egg style breakfast. We ate a meat and potato style lunch and dinner. We didn't have red meat phobia. We didn't have butter phobia, cholesterol phobia. We didn't have liver phobia, chicken skin phobia. We ate all of those traditional foods gladly and without any fear or question. So we have to learn from history in order to know whether or not a diet is healthy. You just look at healthy people and mimic the way that they are eating. So you have to look generationally. You can't just take these food fads for their face value. We can't just say, oh, in one generation, we can adapt to a low-fat diet. We've been eating a low-fat diet now for 2 to 3 generations, and just look at how we're not adapting to that diet.
Would you say if it says low-fat, don't touch it?
Absolutely. You need dietary fat for several reasons, Andy. You need the cholesterol within the fat in order to help aid digestion. In other words, you need the dietary cholesterol for things like building bile production. And you need bile in order to digest those long-chain fatty acids that you would be getting from animal foods. And you need bile production as well to be up in order to even create peristalsis so you don't get constipated.
What amazes me in today's age of sophisticated communication that we still have so much garbage in terms of information that is relayed to us under the name of science, when it is a big
marketing
fat
based.
Lie.
It's marketing-based science. What we need today is we need more discerning policymakers. We need more discerning academics out there saying there's a big difference between real science and marketing-based science. If you have the money, you can buy any science you want to today.
And I'm still wrestling with, are there blueberries and blueberry muffins at Tim Hortons?
No. I mean, it's in most of these foods. It's the labels are extremely misleading. And like I said, when we had Don Barrett, the lawyer who's suing big food for a variety of different reasons. It's a wild west out there. People don't understand that they can make claims on these products, that these claims are not being regulated. So you have to take a step back and do your own research.
One quick question before we let you go. We got another big warning from Bryna the other day about this flu epidemic.
She's following directives. I mean, this is this unholy alliance I always talk about between the health sector here in Canada and the industry. And I've been talking to Dr. Tom Jefferson over in Italy, and we're going to talk to him next week, I hope. But at any rate, the CBC did a story, and he's now scrutinizing the claims surrounding flu vaccines. I think if people want to do a little homework before Dr. Jefferson comes on air with you next week, I think they better look this story up by Kelly Crowe on CBC. And how these numbers are fabricated, that these fear-mongering numbers that we're all going to drop dead from the flu or what have you, the sky is falling, all of these claims are basic fabrications.
We're out of time. Pam Killeen, always a pleasure. Anything else you want to add?
If people want, so they can go to YouTube and watch Zoe's video. And
any programs we do, people can find them at your website.
You can go to pamkillen.com, and I usually upload the audio there on my multimedia page.
Terrific. Always a pleasure. 10:30 News update in just a moment. When we come back, I have a number of issues I want to talk to you about right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.